Blog Talk Radio.
Doing great. Thank you so much, Jody, for joining us today on Living Single in Your City. And I'm so excited about our unique topic. And I kind of have a feeling you're going to say some really interesting things. So I have my pen and paper ready as well.
Yay.
Okay. So before I even tell the audience, because we're just going to jump right into this and have a conversation. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right, so basically, before we get started, do you mind just kind of sharing and telling everyone a little about who you are, like where you're from, and just whatever you want to share? Because one thing that's really important to us in our podcast with singles is networking, so you just never know who you're going to listen to, who you're going to be beside, or anything like that. So as we get started, again, just tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and just anything interesting about yourself.
Okay, yeah, so I was born and raised in California, still here in Central Cali, and I am a self-published author. I have 11 books out. I write romantic fiction, and
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds, and you said you live where again?
I'm from California.
Oh, wow, the great, is that like born and raised?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, sounds good. All right, so thank you so much for joining the show with Living Single in Your City. And like I said earlier, today we're talking about living single and seeking a handy helper. And one of the reasons we decided to do this series is because we had a previous show a few weeks ago, and it was a few women on there. I think it was like three or four women, two men. And we got on the subject about sometimes, like women, for example, and I'm sure men as well, have different things that need to be done around the house, and everybody's not a Mrs. Fix-It. And I definitely started ranting because I am definitely not a Mrs. Fix-It. So with that being said, I kind of was curious about other people that were living single and what they did when things happened and they needed a little manpower. And one of the ladies on the show started dropping these apps and things like that you could do and use. And, you know, shame on me because I definitely had never heard of it before. So I just kind of want to talk about it, see what other people are doing, who's still in the struggle, and who is not. So with that being said, a couple things. I want to make sure that those listening to our show know today we're going to talk about living single in reference to handiness. Like, hey, are you handy? Are you not? And if you're not, what are some of the different things you're going to actually do? So I want to ask you a couple questions and just share with us a little about your journey and kind of how you handled it. I know you shared a little with me behind the scenes previously that you kind of had to learn certain things. So I guess we're going to kind of dive right into it. Are you ready? So what are some of the most common household tasks that you feel like singles struggle with when living alone? Again, whether men or women, because I know just like some women are not handy men or handy women, some men aren't either, okay? So what are some common household tasks you think singles struggle with?
Well, like if you're moving in, first of all, like moving in anywhere by yourself, setting stuff up, setting up your dresser, setting up your furniture, anything like that that you would rather have, like you wish that, you know, a man would just build it for you.
Can you say that again?
Yeah.
I agree.
Oh, yes.
And that's one thing, like moving in. Like, I can think about different times that I moved. Like, when was the last time you can say that you moved, and how did you handle it?
Well, I mean, I haven't, like, moved out of my parents' house, but, like, moving rooms or just my sister, she's moved out. So, like, making stuff for her, for example, you know, building a bookshelf, anything like that, building a TV stand, it's a lot of work because, you know, moving to and from because there's constant moving for her, especially, and it's you gotta dismantle it, put it back together, dismantle it, move into a new apartment, put it back together, dismantle it.
So. Yeah, you kind of gave me a headache even thinking about all that. Like I have probably anxiety. I have anxiety like, thinking about it. Can you share like a personal experience or story of when you needed a handy help, like as a single person, and how did you handle it?
Yeah, definitely. Like building a TV stand, we got a new TV, so we needed the stand to be bigger to accommodate. And I was having a hard time because, you know, I barely knew how to use a power drill. So having a hard time with that and decided to ask my neighbor for help. And he was just, let's just say, got like he was a bit rude about it. And even though he's like very older, and he's like, oh, this is the kind of stuff that people that have like a degree should know how to do. And then it got to the point where like when my brother and I, if we even went for a walk or anything, we'd wave at the neighbor. He wouldn't even wave back or anything because he's like, you know, you have a degree and you can't even put a TV stand together.
You know what? And isn't it so funny how people love to equate things to the fact that you have a degree?
Yeah, I have a degree in communication, not building things.
You know, and that's my thing. Like, my daddy used to always say the same thing. You have a degree, you can't do anything. You have a degree, you can't put air in a tire. You have a degree, you can't change the oil. I'm like, I didn't go to school for any of that.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Right?
But, you know, as me sharing a personal experience, like you mentioned moving. Listen, oh, gosh, I have probably spent so much money paying people to do certain things because I just don't want to do it. Like, I'm not a man. Like, I don't want to lift that stuff and move. And, it's such a pain. And even when I moved into my last apartment 2 years ago, I got new furniture. But with the company that I got my bed from, they came and dropped the stuff off. And I'm like, aren't you going to put it together? Because the last bed I bought when I lived in a different state, they put it together. They're like, no, we're just a delivery company. We'll get in trouble for that. I'm like, what? They're like, well, you can call them back and they can have somebody come put it up. I'm like, I'm ready to sleep on this bed tonight. Like, so that's a whole other situation. Do you feel my pain, Jody? Like, oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
So, and then even times, like, let's say you changing certain things out. You mentioned breaking it down. And then you have, if you change something out, you're breaking it down. Like, okay, what do I do it now? Like, it's something you can't throw in the regular trash. So then you got to figure out, hey,
exactly.
how do I get this out of my place?
Yeah, that's actually one thing that I have to do. And I figured out you can call, like, Jilton, like the, well, in California, that's the name of the trash company. and you call them and you say, hey, like, I have this trash I need to dispose of. And they will send, like, a you put it out in your sidewalk, on the sidewalk, and then the trash truck will come and get it for you.
And that's what people, you know, and again, we all have access to Google.com. So I'm not sure why I never thought about that. But I guess sometimes, I guess my excuse is where I've always lived, I've been near family, friends, and people I knew. So I can just call and get them to do it. But now being in a place where I have not one relative or friend, I'm like, ugh. So, yeah, you know what? That's smart. That makes sense. What about DIY projects? Have you ever attempted – that's just, and I'm going to tell you right now, that's not one of my things. Have you ever attempted any DIY projects? And, like, what did you learn from the experience or how did it turn out?
I'm laughing because I did. And okay, so I decided that I was going to rearrange my room, right? I kid you not, I moved the bookshelf, my desk, my bed. And my bed is, like, heavier, too, because it's, like, the one with, like, sort like the cabinets that you can pull out. So, and I moved all that in the summer last year all by myself. I ended up messing my knee up, and I was like, I need to go to physical therapy now.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I bet you won't do that again.
Now, but my knee hurts.
Oh, my God. You know what? I can't think of any DIY projects. That's not even really my thing. Like, I've seen so many groups on, like, social media sites, on meetup.com. That's for people that love DIY. But that's kind of, you know, and everybody has their own interests. Sorry, I have no interest in doing it myself.
Right?
I have no interest in that. So you mentioned earlier about a power tool that you have. Are there any other tools that you actually have?
Well, I have, like, all of my dad's kit, basically. But it's just like, what is this one? I was like, what is this? How do I use this?
So you have it, and it's just collecting dust, basically, is what you're saying.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, you know what? And that's funny you said that, because my dad was a mechanic. And I was about to say, oh, I should get some of my dad's tools. I think I still have them in South Carolina. But I'm not going to even waste my time, because what in the world would I do with them? I think the only tools I can say that I have a hammer. Well, you know what? I think I had a hammer. I don't even think I have a hammer anymore. I don't know where a hammer is at. But I had a hammer one time, but I don't know where it's at now. Maybe it's in storage or something. Mm-hmm. But I have a screwdriver.
Yeah.
That's the thing you put your license plate on and off, right? I got one of those. I think in my car I have jumper cables, but I probably hadn't seen them in a long time. But I can't think of – I might have a knife. You know what? I don't know. I don't have too much tools. But you know what? I think we're going to have to get together and, like, identify a list. Like, for every single female especially. You said what?
I said, I know, right? Like, I mean, I know how to, like, use, like, a wrench, a screwdriver, hammer, but it's, like, the other tools, and I'm just staring at it like, what the hell are you? How do I use you? Like, the basics, I'm like, okay, I got you.
Well, you know what? You're going to have to help me with the basics, because I'm not really sure. But, yeah, we definitely got to figure that out, definitely. So what we're going to do, we're going to come up with a list. Come on out, Jody. Uh-huh. I'm going to need you to help me on this. We're going to identify a list. So in our next series of this, right now we're talking about just different things you go through and handiness. Now when we do our next series, we're going to have to give solutions. So we got to figure this out, because I'm going to definitely need some help with some different tools. Okay, so you mentioned earlier about in California the certain services that you can use. So tell me about some of those. I have a few that I kind of found in my research, like let's see, TaskRabbit. Says TaskRabbit is a platform. Okay, have you heard of this one before?
I have, yes.
Have you used it?
I haven't.
Okay. All right, well, it says TaskRabbit, a platform that connects users with skilled taskers who can help with a variety of tasks, including furniture assembly, home repairs, and more. I've never heard of that before researching this.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. That is really interesting. And then it says Thumbtack. Now, I am familiar with this one, a service that matches users with local professionals for various home services such as plumbing, electrical work, and landscaping. Have you ever heard of that before?
No, not that one.
Now, let me tell you, I've used Thumbtack a couple of times. And one of my companies, which is legal, I remember hiring an investigator from Thumbtack. So basically you go on and you create kind of what you need. And, and this was like 6 or 7 years ago, it was free. I'm pretty sure it's not free anymore, or maybe. But you put in what you're looking for, and then people will hit you up and, you know, kind of give you their spiel. But the thing I also like about it, it's kind of like Airbnb in reference to you can see their profile and also people that use them and their rating. Because, you know, everybody want to look at the reviews, right? So,
then
it lists their prices so you can price check. So I actually like Thumbtack. It's not really for a quote-unquote handy work, like small jobs. Well, not kind of like I'm saying come and take this out of my apartment. But that's one website. What about Angie's List?
Oh, yeah, Angie's List is what I was going to say. Angie's List definitely is one that is, like, reliable. Yelp, obviously. Yelp is a good one.
Yes, definitely, because these both provide reviews and ratings for local service providers. And that's really good because seeing what someone else has to say, even if none of us know each other, it speaks volumes. And I believe in giving people who don't have a lot of reviews a chance, but it just kind of gives you something to go by as you're making your decision to use someone or not. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. Like, for example, I mean, it's not like handyman related, but my grandma, she got really sick last November, and she was like, can you take me to urgent care? So I was going, but she was just really sick to the point where when we were driving, she started throwing up. And she wanted me to, like, pull over so she could, like, throw up. And I was like, so I just took her to the ER instead because I was like, something isn't right. And she ended up puking in my car. And if it wasn't for, like, the reviews and stuff, I would have not known, like, how could I get this car cleaned out. And I just got it cleaned, like, in February, like, last week of February, early March, somewhere around there. I, like, finally was able to get it cleaned out. And it was the reviews that were taking me a while to find a decent price and a decent person.
Wonderful. You know, and I definitely appreciate that because you just never know. And especially like these days and times, you know, I've heard so many stories of women that have car problems. Like my dad used to be a mechanic, so I knew a little teeny bit. And, you know, they'll get quarter for two water pumps. You only have really one. And people still do that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially us as women, because we don't know how to do stuff, we're going to pay more if we don't at least have education about what it is we need and what we're paying for.
Right.
That's unfortunate, but so true. Can you think of any other resources that singles can use when needing a little help and not having to pay an arm and a leg?
Oh, yeah. Like I was saying, Jolton, especially for the ones in California, Jolton is our, like, trash company. And if you have, like, you know, we built a shed and there was, like, leftover wood and stuff. And we're like, what are we going to do with all this? So we called them and, you know, they said, just put it out in the yard. We'll come and get it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that definitely sounds like a winning. All right.
A sofa. My grandma had an extra sofa that she was like, she got new sofas, I think. So they said that, just put them out. And my grandma lives in senior living. So, like, not like necessarily like they have their own houses. So it's like a community for senior living. Yeah, it's not like when you think senior living and you think, like, this hotel vibe. But yeah, so they also say, like, sofa, just, like, put it outside. We'll get it.
Okay. Well, I love that. And, again, it's always good because you just never know. Like, I've known people that have had, like, surgery and stuff like that to where it may be, hey, I'm not able to lift or take something out. So it's really good to be able to have people you can use and hire that doesn't charge an arm and a leg. And one thing that's not on this list that I think is helpful is something called Nextdoor. What are your thoughts about that?
Nextdoor is something I hadn't heard of.
Really? Well, Nextdoor is an app, and it's really mainly for people that live in your community. So basically, let's say I can go next door, like since I'm in Kentucky, I could go next door and say, hey, I just had surgery, my leg is broken, I need somebody to empty my trash. And I literally can maybe find someone in my community that's on there and says, hey, you know what, I don't live far, I don't mind coming by doing it. You know, because you can, I mean, of course, it can be fake profiles on there, but they have a little bit of stuff to kind of verify you, and they mail you something and whatever. But yeah, check Nextdoor out, because it's a really good resource. Like me moving to Kentucky, not really knowing a lot, I even found my apartment from a lady from social media. Like I was like, oh, I'm moving to Louisville, Kentucky. This is what I'm looking for, blah, blah, blah. And she said, my husband and I are empty nesters, and we just down, it's a girl I met on Facebook, I think in a Facebook group that I joined, and she recommended an apartment complex where she lived, because they downsized from like a four-bedroom house to a three-bedroom apartment, and it's the very same place that she lived, and I checked it out, I absolutely loved it, and I've been here ever since, so, and I don't even know her, so that's just the power of a referral. But also, Home Advisor, it's a website that helps users find and hire trusted home service professionals for tasks ranging from small repairs to major renovations. And the other website is called Handy, H-A-N-D-Y, which is an online platform for booking home cleaning, repairs, and maintenance services with background check professionals in your area. So those are just some different Handy help websites. And it mentioned in here cleaning. I actually hired a company. I'm not going to say the name, so I'm not finna endorse them right now here. But there's two companies that I've actually found out about that are really good, that they come and they clean your house, like whether it's once a week, twice a week, once a month, and it's very economical for busy people. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I'm saying that's nice. Yeah, I know that. I think we found somebody on Yelp once for my parents' house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it was on Yelp.
It's a lot of services. And basically the thing I think that I really didn't think about, and I don't know why, that we have to remember, no matter what it is you want in life, there's something out there. Somebody's creating a service. I was at a chamber meetup a few months ago, and a lady just went into business. She has a business where she'll wash her clothes. Like, she comes to your house. I don't know if she's washing. I don't think she's washing me. I think she comes pick up your laundry, and then she'll go wash them and return them. I'm not really sure how it works, but I'm not sure if she steam them and all. But I'm like, that's interesting, because most people don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, laundries, thankfully, we have washer and dryer here, but laundry just seems like a lot of work to do.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely, but I guess if it's a business of somebody that actually loves cleaning people's clothes, I guess the thing is you have to probably write down, but you know what, by the time I have to write down, I'm giving you 5 pair of pants, 4 blouses, blah, 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 by the time I have to write all that down and make sure you bring it all back, hell, I probably might as well just wash my own clothes. But again, it's a niche business. So what would you say, Jody, as someone single that's listening, saying, you know what, I'm single, I'm really struggling, I really need some hands on deck, like what are some different suggestions you would give a single person that does need help, but they just haven't, they've never used any of these services, they're really kind of reluctant? What are some things you would tell that single person?
Trust the reviews. There's good reviews and there's bad reviews. Some people just want to put a bad review here and there. But mostly it is based off, their experience. I've written some reviews, for example, not handyman related, but I've written a review for Stanton Optical in because they gave me the wrong prescription. And they just were, it was just going back and forth until I had to report them to Better Business Bureau, So, it really depends on your experience, because I went, they had good reviews, but I didn't have a good experience. So just trust your gut and trust the reviews.
Absolutely. And I definitely can agree. And I know if you have not tried anything yet, you got to try something now. what I'm saying? Life is about experiences. So So you definitely want to make sure that you definitely get some kind of experience and just start small. What about balancing? Like, as a single person, you know, I know if somebody's married, they're married, you got family, you got kids, you got all these different things going on. But how do you balance your desire for independence with the practical need for assistance with household chores? Like, has it been overwhelming to you? Does it feel like a job? Is it a burden? Or have you just balanced it with your life and, you know, you don't miss a beat?
For me, I've kind of had to get used to it because, like, my dad isn't very, like, hands-on, and I'm the eldest daughter. So I kind of had to learn a lot of stuff, like how to install a bidet, how to, like, just, you know, like a flat tire. When I got a flat tire, it was some random stranger, and I was scared because, like, you know, I'm alone, I'm a girl. And he's literally just changing my tire and teaching me how to do it. And I was like, okay.
You know, and I'm glad you mentioned that because two things I want to share. Number one, I remember I had a flat tire late at night. Don't even ask me why I was out late at night because I'm normally never out late at night. And I was going from one city to the next, and I was in the middle of nowhere. And my cell phone reception was not good. And, you know, that's why God is good all the time. But I think I was on the side of the road for about an hour and just praying like, oh, my God, it's late. It's like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't have any business being in the middle of nowhere. And my tire bust and blah, blah, blah. And what number? But favor. So a person in the 18-wheeler was on the other side. And I think I had my blinkers on. And I have no idea why they stopped seeing a car with blinkers on because they had no idea who it was. But a guy turned around in the 18-wheeler and changed my tire. And I was kind of scared, like, I don't know you. But he did. He changed my tire, and I offered to pay him so I can cash out you. He's like, nah, don't worry about it. Just be safe, da-da-da. So as a single person, like, those things happen. And I did change a tire one time. I was, like, 19 years old, but it's been a long time ago. And it was dark. I couldn't even see. And so single people deal with a lot of different stuff. So build your network of different people that make it help with different resources. And it can be some good side hustles for somebody. What are your thoughts about that, Jody? Mm-hmm.
Could you repeat the last part, just that question?
Yeah, I was saying, let's say, for example, if I'm building my network where somebody can change a tire, somebody can come clean my house, I said it's good for single people to kind of build their network. And it could be also a good side hustle for some people.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with that. You know, I know that whenever I was at my, like, whenever I did have, like, car trouble or anything, I would have to tell my brother, and my brother would send over one of his friends or, like, a friend. And the thing is, like, I knew those friends because, you know, we kind of grew up around them. So it's like I knew who was coming. You feel a little more comfortable if you know in your network, like, okay, I know who this person is, like, sure, like, that's fine, send them, right? But if it's, like, a complete stranger, like I was saying, I'm, like, freaking out over here. And I was, you know, I was like, thank God, you know, like, that it was not a, like, bad person. Because you hear these stories all the time, you know, but, like, thank God. That's all I can still say.
Amen. Thank you, God. And I know you also mentioned in our previous conversation that you were the eldest daughter, so... Being the eldest daughter, how many other siblings do you have?
I have two. I have a younger sister and a younger brother.
So have you kind of educated them about some of the trials and the journey so they can kind of not go through some of the same things that you went through?
Yes, I definitely did. Like, my brother, that's like a lot of girls actually say this too. They're like, you want to date somebody who has older sisters because they'll teach them more. And that's what I've been teaching my brother. I was like, dude, you need to, like, do this because in the future you're going to want to, like, you don't want your wife or your girlfriend to be like, oh, my God, he can't even, like, do that, you know.
Absolutely.
Like, say,
absolutely.
For example, like, sell the bidet, and then I told him, like, do the other one. You know, I'm like, you want to be able to do simple tasks around the house too.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife is not your maid.
I think some people would say they don't agree with that, but I definitely agree with you on that.
Yeah. Oops.
Your wife is definitely not your mate. So it's good for all of us to be just handy, like you just mentioned, knowing how to do certain things, because all that definitely plays a part and is extremely significant.
Yeah.
As we wrap up, though, any tips and tricks? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to say, and we have YouTube, you know, like, if, like, for single
Girl.
People, it's like, just look it up and copy what they're doing.
I want to say this, but then I don't want people to, like, say, well, why are you not doing it? If you want to learn how to do something, go to YouTube. Like, YouTube is a wealth of information to learn how to do something. Now, I don't want to learn how to do it yourself. So that's why I'm not going to YouTube. I'm not trying to do it myself, but YouTube is a wealth of information. So definitely get your YouTube on. I mean, YouTube has helped me with my phone. Like, I think my tablet was locked and helped me unlock it. Like, just so many different things. So YouTube is definitely a wealth of information. So, yeah, you're absolutely, absolutely correct. Can you share any tips or tricks, like, for maintaining a well-functioning home as a single person without having to rely on anyone else? Because I have known people to say, you know what, especially females, even men, you know what, I don't want to be single just because shit break all the time in my house and I need somebody to fix it. And I have had men say, man, I need to get me a woman just because I need somebody to cook and clean. Like, well, you want a woman, you want a mate. So any tips and tricks you want to share to maintain so people don't have to compromise?
I mean, talk about it while you're dating. Like, hey, what are your expectations? What are your, like, red flags? Prior to anything, you need to know your red flags. And one thing for all the female listeners, male listeners too, but mostly female listeners, don't look for someone who's giving you butterflies, because that's actually a trigger, and your body's literally rejecting this person. That's your gut, your body, you know, like, rejecting this person. Like, hey, FYI, run away. Look for someone that you feel safe, calm, and that regulates your nervous system more than the butterflies.
I completely agree. And, you know, the thing I want to say, as we get ready to close out, and then Jody, I definitely want to just appreciate you for dialing into the show, sharing your knowledge, and any closing tips you have, I definitely want you to share those as well, and let people know how to connect with you, and tell them about you again and what you do. But just remember, like, we all know, Tawana's not do-it-yourself, that's not my thing, but whether you are a seasoned DIY enthusiast or someone who prefers to leave it to the professionals, i.e. me, navigating solo living without a handy partner is about finding what's best for you. So in all the tips that we did share today, you have to see what works best for you. Of course, these things can range from small repairs to large projects. The key is to feel empowered and confident in your ability to maintain your home and or apartment, because everyone wants to have a nice, clean, safe space and place. So whether you reach for your toolbox or tapping those numbers to get someone to come in, find out what is best for you. Also embrace your independence and celebrate your resourcefulness, because that's the thing. If you don't take away anything from my show today, take away the opportunity to be resourceful. And that is something that I have struggled with in this area, but I shouldn't, because I do it in every other area of my life as a single person. Let's be resourceful, and let's not hesitate to ask for assistance if needed. You don't need to get a bae just because you want them to be your handyman. You don't need to get a wifey just because you need her to be your maid. Pay for that. So when you get that relationship, it can be free and clear without any strings attached in reference to them working for you. And that is what I'm saying. So what are your thoughts, Jody, as we close out this episode for today?
I definitely agree with you. Like, well, one of the, like, funniest kind of advices my friend has given me that's, like, stuck with me, because she is now a single mom, divorced, and she always, like, joked around and said, marry rich. If you can't marry rich, marry a chef. If you can't marry a chef, marry a contractor.
Hold up. Can you repeat that again?
So it was like really funny because she was like going through her like a divorce and she said, marry rich. And if you can't marry, because that'll like cover everything for you. But if you can't marry rich, marry a chef because at least your meals will be like made and stuff. And if you can't marry a chef, marry a contractor because she's like, she was the type of person who always wanted like, I want to remodel the bathroom or I want to redo the kitchen or something like that.
So. Oh, my God. You know what? I think I've heard something like that before. Marry rich. If you don't marry rich, marry a chef.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if not, marry a contractor.
Basically, yeah.
I think I'm gonna need that contract over that chef, though. Because chef has so many opportunities for things we can get, but I'm going to need that contract. I'm going to need him to be rich. And if he can be rich, definitely a contractor.
Yes.
I love it. Definitely thank you.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Like,
that was definitely incredible.
Is, you know, one other thing I wanted to add in really quick is I kind of am like you, too, where now I'm just like, I'm going to, like, if I order, like, a table for the outside or, like, for the patio or anything, right, I'm just be like, I'm going to pay for the installation. I don't even care. I'm not doing it. I'm paying for them to install it now.
And that's why we got to check our reviews, price check, yeah, and make sure we're getting the thing most economically possible because people may try to charge us a little extra just because they feel like we don't know. Living,
yes,
single and having a handy helper, whether you're renting them or buying them or you're keeping them for a lifetime. Hey, Jody, thank you so much for joining me today. And this has been really informational. I might watch the YouTube
you
and some
me.
Stuff because I got some stuff I need to be hauled over here. Yeah, I just got to figure it out. But I want you to check out Next Door and let me know what your thoughts are about it.
I definitely will.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This is Tawanda and Jody with Living Single in Your City.
Hey.